Hi. Oh, wait. No, I have to do my intro. Welcome to episode one of Nobby's Nest. I'm obviously Nobby, and you guys are obviously butterflies. If you don't get the reference to it, Nobby is butterfly in Korean. So, that's why I'm saying let's fly butterflies. It is so cute. Oh my god. Anyway, so welcome to episode one. I've been wanting to do a podcast for literally so long. I'm sorry if the audio is, like, so weird. I'm recording on my iPhone because I have mics. But, okay, I just moved in from university back home. And so I don't know where my mics are. So I'm going to have to find them. So, and I don't know when I'm going to decide to go up to the attic because I feel like there's a mouse up there. And I'm not a person for animals. Let's put it like that. I'm such a scaredy cat. I can't even kill a spider unless it's small. But yeah, it depends. I might convince my brother to go up there and open the door and check it out before I go up there and find my mics. I don't know when that will be, so I'm sorry if the audio is kind of weird for like two episodes. I apologize, but I will be getting my mics, and I do have them in my possession somewhere in my room or attic. So welcome to episode one. I don't know what I'm going to title this, probably introductions. I want to do like a cute little theme song transition thing. So I hope it comes out well. So I don't know when this is gonna see the light of day on the internet, because depending on when I decide to do that music intro, I think I can do it. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty good with putting cute beats together. And you'll find out why in a little bit. So, my name's Nobby, which is an alias, but I like the name Nobby. It's like in my list of baby names for when I have a child. Because I have person color synesthesia, and Nobby to me is purple and pink and iridescent. And I don't have, like, a plan of what I'm doing for this podcast right now. Well, for this episode. I have a plan of what I want to do for this podcast, but not for this episode, because it's really just me talking to you guys and introducing myself. So, I just finished my sophomore year of college, so I'm going to be a junior. I major in music business with a minor right now, social media strategies, but I'm planning on changing that to communications. Obviously, you can see why I'm starting a podcast, and I'm not really good at public speaking or just, like, talking in a public setting right now or in my life, because I have really bad social anxiety and just, like, I think I have autism too, and it's, like, so much going on in my brain all the time of how to communicate, and I just get so wrapped up in myself. But I've been told by so many people who are older than me and, like, so many teachers that I'm really good at talking, and a lot of people compliment my voice. Right now, it's raspy because I haven't been taking care of my voice, and I also haven't been talking like that because I'm at home and I don't really talk that much when I'm here. So it's a little raspy, but yeah, I've been told I have a good speaking voice. And people have always tried to get me to, I don't know, just speak more and be a leader and, I don't know, be that person to speak for the whole group, but it just scared me so much, and it still scares me. I'm trying to go to therapy soon, fingers crossed, but doing this podcast I think will also really help me. I had a radio show at my school, and it didn't really help me just because it was online. I mean, what? It was live, and so, like, I could, even though I couldn't see the people watching me, I could feel them, because whoever's listening will listen, and it was just scary to me. On a podcast, it's like, I can't see you guys. Like, and this is recorded. So, like, whatever's done is done. So, like, this is so much better for me to have a podcast and just, like, talk about whatever I want. So, yeah, I'm a music business major. Music is my entire life. There's going to be so many different episodes on music, and I'm so excited. This general, like, podcast is going to be me talking about life as a girl in her early 20s, because I just turned 20 in March, which is crazy. I don't know how I feel about growing up, but, yeah, it's going to be, like, so many different things about just growing up, love and relationships, because I have a lot of issues. I've never been in a relationship, but that's the issue. Like, that's the red flag. Just, like, my obsessions with certain people and, like, celebrities, I mean, and, like, bands and artists and K-pop and things like that. Pop, R&B, I'm all around the sector. I've listened to every genre of music because I'm just a music junkie. I love it. Also, just talking about life and just, like, family dynamics and growing up and doing taxes and just, like, maneuvering the way of the world, because I feel like maybe you guys could relate to what I'm gonna talk about, or it's like you're like 13 and you're listening to this. It's a little like reminder that everyone's struggling somehow and you're gonna get through it. Also, I just like listening to people's personal lives. I'm so nosy, which is okay. Fun fact, I am very nosy, but no one around me would ever know it, because I don't tell you, but I just love getting the info. I don't tell anyone the info. Like, one time my friend was like, Maddie, you know so much about everyone, where it was like, if someone did you wrong, and you did, or if you decided to go rogue one day and just, like, did an exposing video of everyone you knew, you'd break the world. Because I just know so much, because I'm quiet, people just, like, talk about their lives around me. And I love listening. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened with your boyfriend? Why aren't you guys together? Oh my gosh, he did what? Oh my gosh. It's like, what? Oh my god. Like, I don't know. I love it so much. Even though I don't tell anyone, I just like knowing for myself, because it's interesting. And I don't have, like, a lot of spiciness in my life, so I get it from other people, which is, it's great. Because I don't have to face the consequences of their actions. But I see the consequences of their actions. And that's fun. So, other things about me. I'm so boring. I live on the south. I live on the east coast of the United States. That's me. Baller. Okay, listen. I love the east coast. You can all hate it. I love me some east coast. Especially my state, which is hated on. But I love my state more than life. And I love how I live in the suburbs. It's so good. It's so fun. My plan is to move to Cali. I'm not sure if that's gonna work. I mean, I do want to move to California, but it's just, like, a long trek away. In my state, we recently had 2 earthquakes, and that was a shocker, because we haven't had one since I was, like, in first, second grade. So it was just so crazy to have one in my state. I loved it, though. So, like, I'm not scared of the earthquakes. Like, earthquakes bring it on. And I love warm weather. But I don't like bees. Like, I love the winter because I don't have to deal with the insects. Like, I don't. Like, in Cali, everything's just out 24/7. And I don't like that at all. I'm also terrified of anything that moves that's not a human. Well, I'm terrified of things that move that are humans, too. I'm terrified of everything, if we're being so real. But I don't know. I want to move to Cali because I feel like I'm meant to be there. Like, I know that sounds weird, but I feel like if I go there, I'm going to love it. Like, for real. Like, I live close to New York. And I go there, but I can't live there because there's always so much happening. And in LA, there's so much happening, but in a different way. Like, in New York, they're like, go, 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 go. And, like, in LA, it's, like, everyone's hustling, but at the same time, everyone's chill. And that is so my vibe. Like, I have a friend who's my roommate for the past 2 years. She lives from New York, and she lives and plays New York. Like, she is a workaholic. She's, like, she'll tell you straight, like, it's so, like, so New York. Like, she's so New York. And, like, me, I'm kind of, like, more go with the flow. Like, I know what I'm doing is going to get done because I'm going to make it get done. But I'm not going to, like, throw it in your face. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's what it is with LA. Like, everyone knows that everyone's trying to work their craft. But no one cares. Like, people vlog all the time and everyone just walks. Like, I just feel like I'm meant to be there. I don't know if I'll ever move there. I hope I will. Fingers crossed. Because it's, I don't know. I feel like I'd really fit in there. I feel like my style, or the style I want to have, is so LA. So, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm gonna get there sooner or later. So, hopefully I'm still doing this podcast and you guys will see it. Or I've moved on to something bigger and better, which would also be cool. But I hope you guys are following me then. Or just can see what I'm up to. And let's see, other things I can talk about. That's just an introduction. Should I get into music? Well, I can, because I always talk about it. That's so easy to talk about. I'm not really into TV shows, because, I'm so picky with my TV shows, because, fun fact, I was an actor in high school. I went to a trade school, and you had to audition to be a part of the performing arts section, and I auditioned, got in, and I was acting. And I acted from middle school to high school. Like, I was so... I totally thought acting was going to be my thing. Everyone around me was like, oh, she's going to make it big. Because I was so dedicated. And I wouldn't say it was bad, because I've always got compliments on my acting, and I honestly could have made it far if I just put my heart in it a little more. And my acting teacher also told my friends that I could succeed if I didn't let myself get in the way. LOL. But, I don't know. It started to fizzle out really bad. Like, I have kind of like an obsessive personality where it's like, when I really want something, I do whatever it takes to get it. I'm so career-oriented, and I've always been career-oriented, like, since I can remember, which is so odd. Like, I just, even, like, when I wrote about my career, it's always been arts-related. I went from singer to interior designer to, I think after that, it was, like, actor, then artist manager, and now I'm here where I have no idea what I want to do. Just something in arts, something in the arts industry, music business, something in the music business in particular. So yeah, basically, I was so hooked on being an actor. Like, I really thought I was gonna be an actor, and there was this character that I really liked in some series. I was like, it didn't come out yet, but I was like, oh my gosh, it'd be so cool if I could play that character. And so, like, I was like, okay, I have to prepare just in case, like, these auditions come out, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, like, I need to be successful. I have to be successful. I have to be successful. Because I'm a person of color, and I'm a first-gen student that goes to college. Technically, I am. My mom never went, because she wanted to do something in fashion, but it was kind of just out of the cards, because in the fashion industry, it's like, you have to know what you're doing before you apply for college to do fashion and things like that. And those type of majors, like, in fashion, are in, like, schools that cost a lot of money. And it was something, like, with retail merchandising or something. And then my dad, he went to college, I think, for, like, a few months, a semester or a year, and then he never went back. So I'm carrying the torch. Unsurprisingly, I am the oldest, and I am the oldest daughter. Yes, I am. Makes sense, right? So, I don't know, I've always been career-oriented, and I just have this motivation to succeed, because my family, I don't know, I feel like they all want me to succeed. Like, they're like, oh, she's the one that's gonna be rich, she's the one that's gonna get the house, she's the one that's gonna be up there. And so I have that motivation, and I just have my own motivation to succeed. I've always had it, just because, like, I've realized that people around me, being a person of color and being someone who's, like, definitely not lived in, you know, like, the best environments, it's, like, the people that live around here stay here. And my parents don't want that for me, and I don't want that for me. And I think I've kind of just said that from the get-go, that I'm going to be somewhere else. I've always dreamed of flying. I've been dreaming of traveling since I was, like, 5 years old. Like, I didn't really play with dolls. I used a cardboard box and could play with them more than I could play with dolls. Like, I've always been that person. Yes. In case you're wondering, my, you know, zodiacs and stuff, I'm a Pisces sun, Pisces moon, Scorpio rising. My birth time is 9:02 p.m. from Camden, New Jersey. You're welcome. I don't live in Camden, New Jersey. So in case you're wondering if that's where I live, no, I don't. Haha. Or just born in Camden. So, yeah. When I'm popular, I'm expecting all of the astrology girlies to talk about me. Yeah. IJade, I love you. I did on Twitter. Well, X, but whatever. I did on Instagram. I love you. I literally love you. I haven't done projector week. I'm a projector, and I really want to do it. So, IJade, if you're listening, when I get the money, I will be doing it. If it's still open, because maybe it won't be. But if you see this, maybe you should... Oh, wait, no, I can't invite myself. But I've been wanting to. I have, like... I did one about... I think it was Leo, because I have a Midhaven and Leo, and it was like, oh, Leo season's coming, and so I want to, so I did that one, because it was cheaper, but I'm a college student, and I don't have a lot of money, and I'm saving up to travel abroad. I'm gonna travel South Korea next summer, and I'm really, really, really ecstatic about that, so you guys will probably hear so much more when I get more details, and I actually get the confirmation that I can go, and, guys, I don't even have my passport yet. I'm getting it this month, or next month, but I'm just so excited to be leaving the United States. just, like, explore my own. Like, I've traveled to another state by myself, which my parents do not know about, and I've traveled so much without them, with other people, but I traveled to Boston, Massachusetts by myself, and it was so easy. Like, I thought it'd be so much harder, but I was so nervous, and it went really well, and I'd love to do it again, but I do get really lonely. Like, it'd be so much better if I had someone else to travel with, but for South Korea, I'm so excited to just be by myself and meet new people there. Like, you guys don't understand, I know some Korean. Like, I can't get past surface level conversations. So I'm gonna start working soon, because I've run out of money, because I didn't work over the academic year. So I've obviously don't have money. And I'm going to a concert to see TXT on June 1st at Madison Square Garden. I also took out all my money, but I am going to work, and after I start working and get my first paycheck, I'm going to start doing lessons online in Korean, with the person, because I'm really good at, like, understanding what people, like, I'm good at reading it for the most part, but when it comes to, like, an actual conversation, it gets really hard for me, so I need to have someone face-to-face talking to me. so I can get the flow of things. And so, like, when I go to Korea, I actually know how to talk to people. And so it'd be really, really cool. And I'm so excited. Like, I'm ecstatic. I've been trying to do this for, like, 2 years. So, yeah. What else? Okay, fun fact about me, I forget things so easily. But when it comes to, like, people, I don't forget anything about them. When it comes to what I'm trying to say, I literally lose track of it because I get so, like, in my head that I totally forget where my thoughts are going. But anyway, if I already talked about this, whatever. But I'll listen to it back and then I'll cut it out if I probably won't cut it out. I'll just summarize. So I have a minor in communication because I want to get better at speaking. And my voice is raspy right now because, okay, I have acid reflux. And, like, the mucus in my throat makes me raspy. So, like, it's, like, so weird. But I have acid reflux. And I have allergies right now. But also acid reflux. Because I've been, like, I don't know, drinking a lot of stuff that I just shouldn't be. Like, soda triggers my acid reflux. And I've just been drinking all the soda I can. And to stop doing that, too. So, anyway. I just wanted to, like, say that again if I didn't say it or say it for the first time, because I talked about having a nice speaking voice because people were like, you just talk more, like, your voice is nice to listen to. And I'm like, ah, oh, thanks. But then I don't know, it makes me, like, kind of feel bad because everyone I know has said that to me, that I have a nice speaking voice, but I've just, it scares me. Because my social anxiety, it's like, oh, that means people are going to want me to talk more. And I don't know, it just, I have a fear of speaking to people. But I hope I persevere through that. That's why I'm minoring in communications. So, yeah. Other things about my life, I have a younger brother, a mom, and a dad who are married. My brother is a sophomore in high school, and I'm a sophomore in college, so we're both be graduating at the same time, which is so fun. That also happened when I graduated high school and he graduated middle school. I don't know, it was kind of fun having both our celebrations be in the same year. I like it. And yeah, this first episode's a wreck, guys. This is a wreck. I'm gonna look back on this and literally cringe at myself. Oh, wait. No, I did. Oh. So, I remember what I was going to talk about, because I was like, oh, we'll get back to that later, about music stuff. So, there's a website that I really like, that I used to, like, go on, music production software. I don't remember what it was, but it was free, and I just did it all the time, and it was so fun, and I was able to, like, express my creativity and stress because the arts really helped me calm down my anxiety. I danced through pre-K to junior year of high school, and it was such a stress reliever for me. And then, like, COVID happened, and it was so, like, I was like, I need to dance because it makes me feel less stressed. But I couldn't, so I took music production instead as my thing, and now I'm on to just listening to music. I want to get back into dancing, but the problem is that, like, it's so hard to find dance studios that take adults, because I'm not a pro. I never did, like, competitions. I just dance because it relieves stress and it's fun and I can, like, dance to a rhythm. And so that's, like, one of my worries. Oh, I think it was Soundtrap. It was Slay. Okay, I found it. This is where I'm gonna make my, I'm gonna make my intro. And it's gonna be fun. I have to sneeze. I'm gonna exit. I'm gonna pause. Never mind, my sneeze is gone. I've been stumbling over my words a little too much, and I'm over it. I'm gonna cap this soon, in a minute, because I've been rambling, and I don't know if it's been interesting. But yeah, we're gonna have so much fun the next episode. This was just an introduction, so you kind of just get my personality and get my life, kind of, and what I like to do, and what this podcast is kind of gonna be like. All the other episodes are gonna be so better structured. This is just a first one to be rambling and talking to you guys about anything under the sun. But it won't be too organized. I'm still gonna talk about random things, but it's just gonna be I'll have my points ready for you guys. So yeah, I hope you guys had a great time listening to me just ramble for so long. I promise I don't talk this much usually. So having this podcast is gonna be, I think, such a good stress reliever, because I don't talk this much. I will never ever talk 30 minutes straight to any one person ever. So you guys are getting exclusive access to Nobby. If you heard the clicking, that was just me being annoying. So yeah. Oh wait, no, I could talk about it later. Next episode. Maybe. Whatever. Oh, guys, I'm so bad at this. Fingers crossed that I get better. And so, yeah. I love you guys. And have a great rest of your week, butterflies. Mwah!